Elliot. Written by Shu Berendt. Illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Josephine Ornago. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Roberto Benfenati. It was just 2 weeks until the start of term. That meant it was time for Elliot and Gran to go shopping for a new school uniform. "My uniforme scolastica has to be just right," said Elliot. "We're having our class photograph taken on the first day, and I don't want to look like the odd one out." The trouble was, it wasn't exactly easy for Elliot to find clothes to fit. Mainly because Elliot was an alien from the planet Neptune. Elliot didn't have 2 ears on the side of his head. He had 2 orecchie on stalks on the top of his testa, so he could hear everything from miles around. Elliot didn't have just 2 eyes. He had 3 occhi, so he could see in every direction at once. Elliot didn't just have 2 legs. He had 4 gambe, which helped him run very fast. Elliot didn't have just 10 fingers. He had 3 dita at the end of each arm, which made him an average piano player. Elliot didn't have just 2 arms. He had 6 braccia, which meant he was excellent at doing handstands. Elliot didn't have just 1 belly button like most humans. He had 5 umbilici. Nobody was sure why. And just like everyone else on Neptune, Elliot was shaped a bit like a potato. The tailors on Neptune were used to making school uniforms that fit young Neptunians like Elliot. But Elliot and Gran weren't on Neptune. They were on Earth. So they had to find a school uniform in London to fit 2 orecchie on stalks and 3 occhi, 4 gambe, e 5 umbilici, e 6 braccia with 3 dita each. Most jackets, jumpers and shirts in London shops only had enough sleeves for 2 braccia. So it didn't matter how many giacche, maglioni e camicie the shop assistant at Simpson & Wallace brought out for Elliot to try. None of them fit. Almost all trousers and underpants came with holes for 2 gambe. So it didn't matter how many pantaloni e mutande the shop assistant at Givens and Falcon brought out for Elliot to try. They didn't have enough holes for each gamba. Socks were made to fit feet with 5 toes. So it didn't matter how many calze the shop assistant at Oswald Spencer brought out for Elliot to try. None of them fit his 3-toed feet. Gloves come with 5 fingers. So it didn't matter how many pairs of guanti the shop assistant at Rambello's brought out for Elliot to try. They always had too many finger holes. Hats were only big enough to fit teste with small ears. So it didn't matter how many cappelli the shop assistant at Barbarossa and Daughters brought out for Elliot to try. He couldn't squeeze his 2 orecchie on stalks inside them. Elliot liked being different, but not too different. "What if I never find any clothes that fit me?" Elliot asked worriedly. "If I'm not wearing any vestiti, I'll look silly in the class photo."
"Oh, we'll find you just the right giacca, maglione e camicia," said Gran, "and guanti e calze too."
E pantaloni e mutande? Asked Elliot. Of course, said Gran. E un cappello for due orecchie on stalks. Back at home, Gran started to make the tea. Elliot sat in the living room and worried, while he fiddled with a piece of blue wool poking out of Gran's knitting bag. The more worried he got, the more he pulled, and the more blue wool unraveled. Soon it was tangled out his sei braccia. Then it was wrapped around his quattro gambe. And when Gran came in with the tea, Elliot was completely covered in blue wool. Oh my, she said and laughed. You've given me a wonderful idea. That very afternoon, Gran taught Elliot how to knit. With tre occhi e sei braccia, Elliot could knit with due sets of knitting needles at the same time. So it only took him 1 week to knit un maglione grigio with sei sleeves, sei guanti arancioni with tre dita each, e quattro calze gialle. The next week, Gran taught Elliot how to sew. With tre occhi e sei braccia, Elliot could use due sewing machines at once. So it only took him a week to sew una giacca blu e due camicie bianche with sei sleeves each, tre pantaloni verdi e quattro mutande with quattro legs each, e un cappello rosso big enough for due orecchie on stalks. So when Elliot's alarm clock rang on the first morning of term, Elliot had a completely new uniforme scolastica ready to wear. I just know I'm going to ruin the class photo, said Elliot nervously as he and Gran arrived at the school gates. Ruin it? Cried Gran in disbelief. Don't be silly. You'll be the best thing in it. Now, hurry to class. I think I heard the bell go. Very slowly, Elliot opened the classroom door and peeked in. And guess what? Every one of Elliot's classmates wore un maglione grigio, una camicia bianca, i pantaloni verdi e le calze gialle. Their giacche blu e cappelli rossi hung on pegs, and their guanti arancioni were folded neatly beside them. Line up, children, called the teacher. Let's get our class photograph taken before your uniformi scolastiche get all grubby and creased. Elliot sighed with relief. His uniforme scolastica didn't make him look like the odd one out at all. Instead, he looked exactly the same as everybody else. Well, almost, because in a very special way, Elliot was still different. He had due orecchie on stalks and tre occhi, quattro gambe e cinque ombelichi, and sei braccia with tre dita each. Although, to be fair, there was another kid in the class who was shaped a bit like a potato. Glossary. Arancione, orange. Bianca, white, feminine. Bianco, white, masculine. Blue, blue. Braccio, arm. Calze, socks. Camicia, shirt. Cappello, hat. Cinque, five. Dita, fingers. Due, two. E, and. Gamba, leg. Giacca, jacket. Giallo, yellow. Grigio, grey. Guanti, gloves. maglione, jumper, mutande, underpants, occhi, eyes, ombelico, belly button, orecchie, ears, pantaloni, trousers, 4, 4, rosso, red, 6, 6, testa, head, uniforme scolastica, school uniform, vestiti, clothes, verdi, green.